Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation,
hey!
Everybody.
Hey!
Good to see y'all. Before we get started, let's say hello to our crew out there in Atlanta. Hello, guys.
What's up,
hey,
fam?
Now, Chewy is out today. Sorry,
yes.
He's not here. We'll miss him. But later in the show, Joe Giudice has a new job, and it's in sales. And you won't believe what product he's pushing.
Mm.
And Zoe Kravitz wasn't too pleased with her name at one point, and we'll tell you why. And D-Wade and Courtney Cox can't stop watching themselves during this quarantine. They're infatuated. Mm-hmm. But first, Heidi, what you got?
Okay, well, this story, sink your teeth in, because it looks like Something Borrowed author Emily Giffen is now apologizing after criticizing Meghan Markle's appearance in a video with her son Archie on Archie's first birthday. You're going to get mad at this girl, I promise you. Now, in a series of IG posts, which she has since deleted, by the way, the coward's way out, she went on a rant calling Meghan phony and unmaternal, and said she should go away.
What?
Girl.
Exactly how you feel right now is how Meghan's fans felt. Now, of course, that didn't seem to sit right with people, and they slammed Emily for her comments, so now she posted an apology to her IG, and this is what she said, quote, "To be clear, I absolutely loved that a biracial American woman was marrying into the royal family. It seemed a wonderful, happy thing for everyone. Further, I was appalled by any signs of racism against her. Over recent months, my feelings about both Harry and Meghan have changed. But I can say from the bottom of my heart that my criticism of Meghan has never had anything to do with her race."
She lying.
Even if it wasn't about, I know, even if it wasn't about race, why talk about a mom who's celebrating her child on his first birthday? I saw that video. I didn't see anything wrong with it. It's like a mommy holding her baby.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. Portia Bratt, weigh in on this.
I think it's the wrong time. It's the wrong timing to talk about that. And she should keep her racial opinions to herself, because regardless of what she's saying, she still was like biracial this and biracial that.
Right.
And then she called her phony and all this other stuff. So, okay, actually, how did her feelings change and what made them change?
Mm-hmm. And I think too, Portia, I don't have any kids, but Portia, I would assume that, you know, people can call you a lot of things, but when somebody is, you know, bashing you as a mom or calling you unmaternal, that would light such a fire inside.
That's fighting words.
Exactly. If you never have been a fighter even your whole life, just the mama bear in you is going to come out when it comes to anything with parenting or anything that have to do with your child. Like, that is completely off limits. And as far as her saying that her statements don't have anything to do with race, they probably didn't in that particular tweet, but she must have done something in the past, because everybody literally felt like there was a racial tone to what she was saying about Meghan.
Well, y'all, moving on, it seems that Macaulay Culkin cannot wait to get Kathy Bates in his home alone.
Okay.
Oh. Y'all, word is that he has a new role in the season of American Horror Story, and according to the creator of AHS, Ryan Murphy, he got him interested by offering Macaulay a very, very great insane part. He said, "I told Culkin he has crazy erotic sex with Kathy Bates and does other things." And he pauses and goes, "This sounds like the role I was born to play." So he signed up right then and there. Damn freak.
Whoa, wow.
So, Frank, are you surprised that this is what it took to get him to take this role?
Oh, not at all. I mean, most people remember Macaulay Culkin as the kid who was self-quarantining himself during the holidays. So I think this is the exact opposite. You'll see him in a crazy, insane role in something that you never thought he would come back and do, and especially and it's on television.
Which, by the way, Frank, we're all so like just want to be with people. You're like, listen, I just want to get out of the house. I'll bang anybody.
Exactly.
I just want to be with another human being.
Right. Just touch me, Kathy Bates. Touch me. Well, speaking of sexy roles, looks like Joe Giudice is following in the Real Housewives of Atlanta Candy Burris footsteps. Yes, apparently Joe has teamed up with a company that sells, wait for it,
what?
Sex toys.
A good time.
Yeah, he announced the partnership on his Instagram, saying he was proud to be working with the company and offered his followers a discount code for the special woman in your life with the caption, give her a Mother's Day gift she won't forget.
So when you think of Candy Burris, candy coated nights, that's, she's sexy. Right. I think of sex. What she's using, I'll use. I don't look at Joe Dude Giudice and go, I gotta get something to get mine tonight. He's not like, I don't, it doesn't make me feel any certain way. Like, I don't look at him and think
maybe
sex.
He's selling the sex toys that are for men and not for women. Like, you don't look at him and find him sexy, but maybe he's selling, it's like he's selling real sex dolls of New Jersey.
A doll?
Oysters or something like that.
What do you think, Portia?
I feel like to sell sex toys, you need to be seen as like somewhat of a sex symbol. I just don't see nothing sexy about him.
Hey, Portia.
She threw herself
Portia,
on the front
Brad,
lines.
The guys, what if I do a mold of my tongue and sell it for people?
Ooh.
Oh.
You don't think I can sell that?
Okay.
That would be considered a unisex toy, and most people would buy it.
Yeah. It's for everybody.
I would hide it. It would be sold out.
Take that,
okay?
Joe Giudice.
It also could be used as a sleeping bag.
Or surfboard, you know.
Well,
hey.
It seems that Zoe Kravitz wanted the name drop. Well, she had a change of heart, I'll explain. So she revealed during an interview on Dax Shepard on his podcast, The Armchair Expert, that she tried changing her professional name to Zoe Isabella instead of running with her famous last name, Kravitz, then decided not to, and here's why. Check it out.
Did you embrace your name or did you run from it?
I thought about not using it. I thought about just going by my middle name, Isabella, Zoe Isabella. And I kind of tried to do it, but it just, like, didn't stick. And people kept on forgetting. And it just, like, no one was responding to, like, this idea I had. Like, I would tell my agent, and it just wasn't happening.
Yeah.
And then I also think I mentioned it to my dad at one point, and I think I could feel that it made him a little sad.
Sure, yeah.
And so, yeah, I just kind of stuck with it. And, you know, I did used to be really insecure about people, you know, just associating me with my family. And now I love it. I'm so proud of them, and it's cool.
I mean, Kravitz is the name you go with. I mean, seriously, you got to go with Zoe Kravitz. I can't imagine. Zoe Isabella means nothing to me. I wouldn't know who she is.
Oh, hang on, Frank. Hang on a second. I disagree with that. Zoe Kravitz could be called Zoe Isabella, could be called Jane Doe, but wherever she goes, it's like, you're Lisa Bonet's daughter, right?
Right.
I mean, she looks exactly like her mom, so it's like you could call her anything. She still knows where she's from.
Zoe Bonet.
Ooh, that's
good.
I like Zoe Bonet.
But because Lenny Kravitz is such a badass, this is perfect for her. Like, I feel like having that last name means you got a little badass in
it. It does.
That's true. Yeah. But what's the problem? The three of them between Zoe, Lenny, and Lisa, they're three of the most likable people in Hollywood.
You can't find too many people who don't think they fly.
They're damn likable.
Now, Portia, on your end, if PJ wanted to drop the Williams name and go with something else just to, like, kind of branch out on her own, would you be okay with it?
PJ actually has her father's last name, McKinley, and if she wanted to drop it, I'd be cool with that. Because in entertainment, you got to do what makes you feel comfortable. You know, it's just
Pilar Jeanette. Her middle name goes together.
That's why I named her the Jeanette. Pilar Jeanette.
Yes.
It would have sounded better as Pilar Hayes, but you went with McKinney.
Oh, you wanted me to have a baby by you?
Gary.
Ah, Gary.
I think PJ Kramer has a good
name. I mean, I was thinking PJ Hamilton's not bad.
Really? Okay. I got enough eggs for everybody. You get a baby.
Next, find out what D-Wade is forcing his wife, Gabrielle Union, to watch over and over again while in quarantine lockdown. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
All right. So Dwayne Wade and Courtney Cox have something in common besides being multimillionaires.
Okay.
They like watching themselves.
Oh, kinky. That sounds kinky.
Touched themselves.
Yeah, it was on Tonight Show. Gabrielle Union revealed her husband, Dwayne, that he makes her watch his old NBA games while they're in quarantine.
Ew. Boring.
How's he dealing with no sports on? Is he just watching The Last Dance every second of the day?
Like The Last Dance, old games, his games.
He watches his games?
We watched the 06 finals. And obviously, I'd seen it over the years, but, like, never with him, you know. Like, he's live-tweeting this game, and he was like, oh, good move, D-Wade. And I'm like...
But, Portia, can you imagine, like, if Dennis hasn't seen maybe the first season you were on Housewives of Atlanta, could you imagine, go, babe, watch the season where I just start. Would you want him to see that?
No. Hell no.
Would you want that?
I can't see this. Like, he's mentioned before, like, he hasn't seen, well, he wasn't watching the show before we got together. And he always says he wants to go back and watch it. And when we're on a plane, he tries to watch it with me. And it's awkward as hell to be sitting there watching something that you're on with him sitting next to you.
Portia, if you watched the first season of Housewives, he gonna see you had a whole nother piece, honey. It wasn't him. So I wouldn't want to watch that. You had a whole nother husband.
He gonna to know way too much. He need to know the Portia he know right now. Okay, don't worry about the past.
That's right.
Don't live in the past.
Well, listen, the Wades aren't the only ones going through withdrawals during self-isolation because it seems like Courtney Cox doesn't remember her friends. So Courtney recently sat down with Ella DeGeneres and revealed that she, too, is binge-watching her own TV show. Take a look.
You started binge-watching Friends because you really didn't remember it?
I didn't remember at all. I was playing. People ask me all the time, well, you do a quiz. Or let's play this game where see who knows the characters the most. I don't remember.
But I think really truly why she's watching it is because she probably doesn't remember. I guarantee because it's so long ago and you're so caught up in the moment that, you know, just like our radio show.
How long ago was that? 20 years ago?
I mean, maybe 10.
So yeah, she's going back to watch it to see who she was.
Like, yeah, that's right.
What would I be now? They got the reunion coming up, so she has to go back.
That's true, right.
I watch Dish Nation because they have it on where I bank. So I go there every day and I'm like, hey, look at that. That's me. Hey, look at that. That's me. To the bank people.
All right, you guys, hold on a minute. I want you to close your eyes and imagine being told that somebody is dead. And then, bam,
they pop up alive
4 years later.
Oh, no, baby.
Oh, it's a ghost.
Tupac was alive. Is this a Tupac story?
Well, y'all, that's what happened with allegedly deceased soccer player Hyannick Kamba. So this is how the story goes. Despite reports of Kamba being killed in a 2016 fatal car accident in his home country, the Republic of Congo, Kamba has risen from the dead, y'all.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Jesus. It seems as though his wife staged a faux accident in the Republic of Congo, reported him dead, and is now being investigated for fraud because of a life insurance claim she filed and received a cute 7-digit check for, y'all.
That's why.
He decided he wanted to live a good old regular life, honey, and he returned to his old job in Germany as a chemical technician for an energy supply company.
Damn, if you don't want to play soccer, just quit the team.
Right? All right, Gary, so how would you react if somebody ran up on you that was supposed to be dead?
Oh, bitch, let me tell you, honey, now, if I liked the house and they played dead, honey, I would say, wait a damn minute, honey, who in the hell you been 7 years and for 4 years when you was gone? That's what my reaction would be.
All right, y'all. Well, coming up, we're going to show you exactly what the Dish Nation team has been doing during this quarantine time. Stay tuned.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now listen, y'all, being quarantined can make everybody miss their normal lives and actually also make you a little stir crazy. So we documented how we're getting through this time just to show you that we're just like the rest of you out there. So check out our Quarantine Chronicles where we talk bacon, barbers, booze, shoes, and more.
Hey, what's up, Dish Nation fam? How you doing? Chewy Martinez. Here we are. I'm hanging out on my bed with my doggy, and here are the Quarantine Chronicles.
And, you know, I want everybody out there who can see this video to be encouraged.
Oh, oh my God, I don't believe this.
So, I am frying bacon. Ooh, mommy, this is the right kind of bacon. Hey.
Yes. Man, I sure do miss my sneakers every day.
Right before all of this happened, everybody was crazy for toilet paper.
And I do have a confession to make. I've been hoarding toilet paper.
Quarantine Chronicles.
The time apart has actually put everybody in a position to where you've all been upgraded.
This is ridiculous. This quarantine madness is just driving me crazy. I cannot wear any of my clothes. I can't go anywhere. I gotta keep the same thing on. I mean, look at all this, all my fabulous pieces. Oh my God.
My greedy ass done added an extra slice, I guess just so we can chew on the side. Okay, don't judge us.
Damn quarantine. Guess I gotta wear house shoes with my outfit.
What did I stock up on? Oh, yes, baby. I made sure that I was going to be quarantining in style.
I have toilet paper here in my cupboard here. Now, this is the good stuff. Look at that. It's quilted, okay?
Quarantine Chronicles.
My barber's name is Don, and I see Don every 4 days. And I haven't seen Don. We're going now on 4.5 weeks.
I've been seeing a lot of people running around the neighborhood, riding a bike, walking around the neighborhood. And I don't know if it's just me, but the 4s have all been upgraded to 9s.
I'm hoarding toilet paper from my family. It's the truth. This stash right here, that's mine. All that quilted northern. This cobweb toilet paper, I give to my family.
I really got into red wine during this quarantine, and I'm not even a red wine drinker. I gotta be careful, though. Like, how do y'all drink that red wine?
And since, well, I think it's like noon. I don't know. The sun's out, but who cares? So, oh, is that the greatest sound in the world? I opened the bottle of wine, and I've been saving the corpse.
Quarantine Chronicles.
I haven't seen my barber in 4.5 weeks, y'all. But you know what? I'm getting it done at the crib. How does it look, y'all? How does it look?
So if you're like myself, who feel like you're also like a 4, maybe a strong 5, we're now 9s and 8s. Because now it's our time.
I love my ugly feet, though. Look at that. Put it. Go ahead. Do it. My feet. I can't even look at this. I can't even get my feet done.
Where are they?
They're right there underneath that covers.
I think I may have a problem. Quarantine, baby.
Quarantine
Chronicles.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up?
Having a baby is scary for everyone, especially if you are single. And new dad, Anderson Cooper, he has some backup.
Oh, yes, good.
He broke up with his boyfriend.
Benjamin?
Ben Messani, back in 2018. But he will raise baby Wyatt together with Ben.
That's fair.
Okay, that's good.
Anderson said, Benjamin is going to be a co-parent to Wyatt, even though we're not together anymore. But, you know, he's my family, and I want him to be Wyatt's family as well. So, Headcrack, could you imagine raising a kid with an ex if you didn't have to?
I can say that now, but it just depends if they would agree. Because, you know, like, everything is good on paper, and so it actually has to happen. But I wish everybody could be as civil as they're being. Because, like, there's always friction in those, like, ex dealing with the current situations.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit more here, Brad. What do you think? Do you think this is Anderson's way of maybe trying to get Ben back?
No, I think whatever broke them up, it broke them up, and that's why they are apart. But I think that because they're family and when their kids involved or dogs involved or something near and dear to you and people are your family, like, you have to go ahead and give them the benefit of the doubt and let them help you and be family.
They ain't no damn family.
Oh, like, they've been through a lot together. Like, he was there the whole time.
They were boyfriends. They were not family.
They've been through a lot.
But Gary,
it don't matter. They probably planned that together. So
family is who's there for you.
Exactly.
That's right.
All right. Here's a little tidbit about this, about Ben and Anderson. Ben and Anderson were both in the delivery room when the surrogate mother gave birth to Wyatt.
Well, yeah, because they're both the dads, my two dads.
And they both passed out when they saw a vagina for the first time.
See, and that's their bond.
What is that? I knew I didn't like it.
That alien's eating our baby.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.